Blog Talk Radio.
Вторник, 1 августа. И я не знаю, что мне делать. Да, я посмотрю свои кассеты.
Five fingers on it, five fingers. Hit it like you want it, I mean hit it like a money.
You know I got the sauce. You know I'm saucy, and it's always wet. A bitch never ever had to use lip gloss on it. I'ma need you deeper than sex, not a coffin. When I'm making love, trying to get nasty. Wrap up your drugs, come make me happy. Sex with me is amazing, but hurry to feel alright. The sex doesn't get any better, make it long, let it be all night. I know, I make it hard to let go. Tonight, all night, I'm a raw. Even if I'm alone, sex with me so amazing. On its own worth, no vacation. Stay up off my Instagram, pure temptation. Hit a switch on a fake nigga like a station.
Cause I really want you. I do, baby. Tonight I don't wanna talk. I just wanna touch you. Cause I can't get enough of you. I'm about to go in, baby. Trust I will demonstrate. Put all your cares aside and just choose where you wanna ride. Down here on my face, you gon' get them bones anyway. From the back, I stir up the water. It's in you, girl, that water. Got me stroking like a pool.
I'm ready to you, baby. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Miss VIP, and welcome to the Love Zone. Tonight, I am joined by my sultry diva, La Perla Negra, and we want to know tonight, how do you want to be made love to or sexed up? Diva, how are you tonight?
I'm good, girl. You got me in a mood with this topic. Not that I'm never in the mood, but, you know, it kind of like stimulates it.
Well, now, it has been a minute. You know what I mean?
Girl.
But, yes, I'm sure it's going to be a good night tonight. Before we go any further, this show is sponsored by Wall Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And I got mine on, and I hope everybody has theirs on, because I know my diva has hers on.
Oh, I
right,
got
diva?
My rolling on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got mine on.
All right. That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 527-6300, and we want you to press 1 to be heard on almost every platform you can think of. And a shout-out to our CEO, Mr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. Pharrell the Poet, because without him, there's no us. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to join the Sexy Divas of Epiphany and let us know how you want to be loved or sexed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, Diva.
Yes.
So, shall we start the show or end the show?
The show. But I want to know.
All right.
I want to ask you the question. How is it that you want to be, how do you want to be made love to or sexed up?
You know what? First, I had to decide which one, and it's a lot of both because it's like, you know, you want to be kissed because you love kissing, or you want to be held because you love hugging and all that. And when you're just being sexed up, you're just going for it. So making love is like, woof, all right. But then sometimes it could turn left real fast, all left, and then you just want to be sexed up. So
really?
I'm both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So
well,
what about you, Diva?
Personally, you know, I'm a mental girl. I talk a lot of smack about the physical thing, and I might even be a little flirty, but honestly, I want my mind and my spirit to be made love to first. Touch that. Touch
mm-hmm.
me there. Make
mm-hmm.
love to me there. Have sex with me in my mind. Make me think that we
mm-hmm.
were doing something without you even touching me first. And then however you touch
right.
me afterwards physically will turn me on. It won't even matter after that.
Exactly.
Yes, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Lord, I'm telling you. But I am, but you know what? You know what? I'm going to save it for another show. I'll wait
yeah.
to ask that question for another
minute,
show.
Make sure you write it down, okay? Make sure you have it.
I will. I'm writing it right now. Definitely.
Right.
Yes.
So, Diva, would you like to start on me?
You can start. This is your show. You kick it off, Diva. Whenever you're ready.
All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is untitled. I just finished it like 10 minutes ago. We were talking about the Ukraine, then COVID, and how many Greek letters will the laboratories use. About the complexities of life. Why the hate due to our melanin and the state the world is in. The Sapio in me gets stirred up. I give him that look, because it's been a minute. He starts by kissing my lips, my neck, knowing it arouses me. So much I want to be skin to skin immediately. Then he looks me in the eyes, kisses me again and again. We don't make it to the bedroom, because we are stripping our clothes off, ending on the couch, eager to begin the dance as old as time. He knows how I want it, so he kisses me deeply, grips my hips, and plunges in. Groaning at the connection, I love it when he strokes deep, then pounds me, giving me hard slaps on my ass that makes me drip, which makes me feel so good to him. I moan when he stops to lick my juices. He doesn't stay very long. He knows I want more of what he's wielding. I give him my due diligence. Then it's a race to our finish. He has me urging him to come because I'm gasping for air, and he doesn't care. He wrings every orgasm out of me while deeply kissing me. I grip him, and he's near. Climax with shouts and screams. And that's how I want it from the man of my dreams. And that's that piece.
I couldn't unmute myself. Lord. Google Mocha. Whew. See, Ooh, I'm glad I recharged my you know,
because I'm going to need it.
I love it. And you know what? Your voice is so sultry and soft. It enhances what you're saying. The visual and everything. It's just, Lord have mercy. I hear you, Diva. Absolutely delicious.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Diva. So I'm ready to hear your piece.
Okay. My piece, what was this, I think last week I may have, a few days ago, I don't know.
It's
but
titled.
It is titled. It is titled.
Okay. All right, Diva. All right. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Rose Noir. We've seen each other several times before, but never actually met. I'm drawn to him. Until one day he walked over to introduce himself. And the pull was stronger than ever. He said he's been watching me from across the room and he could feel my energy. That he wanted to show me how we existed in his mind, and that touched me in all the right places. Places in my mind that lit a fire inside me I'd never felt. But it wasn't just my energy. I wanted to fuck him too. And again, endless nights of bondage, kissing, hair pulling, sweating, moaning, and climaxing ecstasy I couldn't have fathomed. He kept me wet, and I loved our sessions. So it came as no surprise that he always made sure my release was enough for him to swish around in his mouth. After he said, I want to wake up every morning with my breath smelling like your pussy. I swear this man hasn't just mastered the art of cunnilingus. He's reinvented and perfected it. Though I love the feel and taste of him in my mouth as well for my waking meal, there's something tranquil that comes over me as I savor the taste of me from his lips first. Because his kisses are just so deep and sweet, leaving me breathless. My body begs for him endlessly. Rough, tender, it doesn't matter. I always want him to play with my panties. I'm addicted. And his whispers of how he loves the way my reflection speaks to his pleasure after telling me that I'm beautiful is my fix. Yeah. The way he touches me leaves me feeling like a black satin rose. Beautiful, desired, and rare. A remnant of pure eroticism and love linger when we're apart, and I stay hot. While his truth strokes my mind as his energy continuously kisses every part of my soul, completely naked with him. So I fell in love with the moment before ever loving him, because he introduced me to freedom. That's who controls me. And that's that piece.
Ooh, Diva. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Did you say that your body constantly wants his? That what you say? That could be paraphrasing.
Where is it? I said my body, I can't find the damn line. Oh, my body begs for him endlessly.
Ooh. My Lord.
Yes, and you stay hot.
You want to be completely naked. All right, then.
Girl, ooh. I'm telling you, if he touches my mind, more than likely my soul or my spirit is drawn to him. And if he touches it, it's just he's got the key to my sheets and everything else.
Oh my goodness, girl. Well, Diva, let's just open up these mics and see what the poets have for us tonight. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, Poetic, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
Hey, Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Man. I'm doing all right after hearing these pieces. My gracious. This show is like quadruple X-rated tonight.
Wait a minute.
No, it's more sensual than anything.
Yeah. Hey, look.
More sensuality.
Going on in my mind after hearing these pieces, I'm saying it's quite X-rated. You heard me?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'll take that. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. What? What pleasure, what sensuality you guys are giving off tonight. Some F-bombs and some pussy. Oh, I'm sorry. How y'all doing?
Good. Who said fuck?
What are y'all saying? I heard it. Hey.
It might have been me. I don't know.
I heard some playing with panties. Man, listen, them
oh
things. I'm back, y'all. I'm back. Y'all hear the voice? I'm back.
We here and welcome back. I'm so glad you're feeling much better.
I'm back.
That's awesome.
But ooh, my goodness, these pieces, Lord.
You know, I have to. I can't take all the credit for mine. I did get some help with a line or two in there.
Yeah, I did.
That line.
Just know. I haven't wrote mine yet with that line. So, ladies and gentlemen, just wait.
I ain't even going to give him the line. Then I'm not even going to repeat it. But
come. Well, coming.
I'm sure. Ooh, I need some water.
Well, Poetic.
What are we talking about tonight?
So, how do you want to be made love to for sex stuff?
All of the above. I mean.
All right now.
You want to bring out the whips? You want to bring out the chains? You bring out the handcuffs? You want to bring out the spike? You want to bring out the wrist? Mm-hmm. You got the swings? Listen. Oh, I'm sorry. You said made love to. Oh, that's a little different.
Or sexed up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All of the above. Yeah. As soon as possible, please. Every day, all day. Yeah. Yeah. Just pick a time of day. I need to be sick from work. Mm-hmm. I can't make it.
Please help me.
God, I'm getting all kinds of dirty pictures in my inbox, Lord. I saw behave.
In all seriousness, I'm usually the one who's setting the tone. Or the ambiance for that evening. there have been few times where a woman has actually taken the time to set the mood. It hasn't been often, but there have been a few times. You know, I'll leave people names out of it. But there was one time where one of my gifts I've gotten for a birthday gift was a whole complete stripper session. And man, listen, let's just say that ended with more than just a session. Is that my phone? What is that? A guy that static? Whose phone is that?
I think it's mine. I'm not moving.
I know, neither am I. What's up?
So ended with some wonderful after effects, lingering years after effects. But I'll let y'all figure that one out. But I mean, I guess it really depends on what type of mood that you're trying to set. Like, I enjoy, number one, a man really enjoys when a woman takes the initiative and wants to set the stage and wants to show him that he is desired and he is wanted in that way. So I appreciate the effort, and I enjoy all aspects of it. So if you want to sex me up, however you want to sex me up, you want to bring out some food, you want to bring out some whipped cream, listen, I am here for it. I'm here for it. So anyway, it's fine with me. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. I'm stuck at the stripper session. I got stuck on that. Okay. I kind of heard everything you said.
Well, they decided to be my stripper for the evening. I was told to leave the house and not to come back for a few hours. And when I came back, there were a set of instructions taped to the door. There was a seat in the middle of the living room floor. There was music. There was it was nice. It was nice.
That's
can't lie.
Hot.
Yeah, I can't
that
lie.
Is
it was nice.
Super hot.
I mean, she definitely did her thing and played the part. She got a whole lot of things out of that back, but I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord. What she did. Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, like she got some years of effects. But hey, okay. Yeah, great. Great, great topic. Great topic.
All right.
Whew, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready to hear your piece, Poetic, because any more explanation, I might just roll over on the floor off my chair. So.
Well, the piece that I brought for you tonight is called I Desire Your Love. By geological design, I was out here for you and you for me, and that is fine. But baby, please tell me how I can live in the beat of your soul's life force. I mean, journey through your blood cells and become your choice. Better yet, allow me to isolate the oxygen from everything that gives you life so I can insert the DNA of the fabric of my love and life. Mine and yours would be the quintessential evidence of a true love that mankind has been searching for. Yet with you and I, they have to look no more because all the atoms and neutrons couldn't even amount to the amount of seclusion and isolation helping the angels count all the ways you prepare your inner universe to expand and open a gateway into your wet verse. I need to be in heaven when I explore your favorite yoga pose, and I suppose I could be your stress and tension reliever, causing your tsunami of sensual flow for me to be the receiver of a passion that is created. When the colors of your desire are validated, just when you think your aura is suffocating from the lack of oxygen, allow me to insert the aurora into your unrestricted airways so your mornings can kiss the nights and days. See, days, dawns is trying to understand why you speak in the pleasures of moonlight. No, my dear, your spectra of delight becomes my favorite flavor. And you, You, my love, create my untamable behavior as you show me the elements of your unique design. And me, willing to be the art student because you are succulently mine. I love you. I love you. In peace.
God. Oh, my God. That was so
How many metaphors
beautiful.
Can we use?
That was exquisitely phrased. The words, everything. That was beautiful.
Very sensual.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Very sensual.
That's what's up. Okay.
Thank you. I love it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You came different, but it was still, it was hot, but it was more, it was sensual, it was loving, it was, oh man, the attentiveness that you talked about, pain, I mean, wow, that was absolutely beautiful. Damn, okay, you can stand for that one, like, that's what's up.
And how you want to shine the light in her aurora. The aurora in her aura.
What you say about the oxygen allow you to do what with the oxygen from everything? That's you right there. Yes.
See?
Allow me to isolate the oxygen from everything that gives you life.
Wow.
Water and the air you breathe.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my draws at this point. Okay, that was that.
That was wonderful.
Ooh, Lord,
thank you.
Let somebody say something like that to me. I'm like, okay.
I'm gonna say. Let somebody
tell
talk that with me. It's on a crack. Okay.
It's
on a crack.
That was amazing. That really, really was. Lord, look now. I'm not hosting tonight, okay? My diva is hosting tonight,
I'm hosting.
You got to hold on a second. He be over there. Dang, I can't get a break
I'm
from this.
Oh, baby, I am on my way.
Lord
baby.
Have mercy.
How did she get in the building? I didn't have any liquor in the house tonight. How'd she get it? Somebody must have let
her
in.
I was trying to keep her sober. It's my fault.
It's my fault.
You know, I like to provide that kind of energy and that atmosphere for people. You know, sometimes a sip or two will have you relax when they can walk into an area, you know, and it's a nice ambiance and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
Plus, she
was getting on my nerves. She was like, look, I know you talked to him. I know you did. And I know he's sick, but can you give me lay a message for him?
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna let her slide for the moment.
Yeah. Let me get on over there to that fine young lady.
Well, how about if we bring you back a little later before you totally get inebriated with her? Okay.
She said she got her hair down for you tonight. Did you ask her to do that?
Oh,
I'll never tell.
All right. Well, thank you. One love, one mic, and we're going to bring you back.
One mic.
One mic.
Lord, have mercy.
Diva,
I wasn't ready.
I'm going to give you a chance to recuperate, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
I just took my socks off.
I just took my socks off.
At Epiphany Radio.
All right. Diva, guess who we have next on the mic? We have the laureate of New York. Let's bring him in. And that's one of your New York gentlemen.
Yeah, we get more trouble. Here it comes. Let him in. Open the door. Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J. Rob the Wise Son.
Hello, J-Rod. How are you tonight? Welcome to the
Love Zone. Why does it have to be trouble, bro?
You are trouble. Listen how you sound.
I haven't done anything to anybody. I am a humble servant to the poetry gods. I haven't done anything to anyone, and I'm simply
how you know
just
what
happy.
You done did.
Don't nobody like me like that. In my next life, when I come back light skinned, it's gonna be a problem. Right now,
oh my! What in the world?
DSP.
He's threatening folks.
It's DSP. It's something different.
It's going to be something different. Oh, Lord. How do you know you ain't done nothing to nobody? Just because it hasn't been
girl,
said doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
My
okay.
Girl, I'm just a little too chocolate to be creating problems.
Well, I don't know.
I happen to like all types of chocolate, so it's okay.
Lord. Y'all doing a thing for me tonight, Lord. Have mercy. Mm-hmm. Shall I ask him the question, Diva?
Absolutely, Diva.
Okay. J-Rob, the wife, we want to know, how do you like to be made love to, sexed up, if you will?
Well, in the words of Rakim, it's been a long time. So, difficult to say that because I don't have anyone who is currently the object of my desire to make that statement something that would be close to be fulfilled. So, I just have dreams and fantasies that I hope can be fulfilled.
Even your answer is poetic. You hear what he said? Dreams and fantasies
I hope
can be fulfilled. You hear that?
I will say this, though.
Yes, I did.
If I could borrow a line from someone that says that I like a girl that can make me laugh, wash my back while we're taking a bath, massage my shoulders when they hurt, and at night let her please go to sleep in my T-shirt, and then have both of our pictures hanging up on the walls with a room full of I love you dolls. And be there when I get that feeling for a little bit of that sexual healing. Then I can go from there. But then again, I also no more poetry, so what do I know?
You know a lot. You know more than you let on, that's for sure. You know what? I don't think it's anything more sensual, sexy, or loving than to fall asleep in your man's T-shirt and have his scent all in your nostrils throughout the night, even if he's not there. Just right there, he's holding you. He's everything. He's around you. He's surrounding you. He's covering you. Oh, God. Them days is long gone, but damn, I remember. Whew, Lord.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm
sorry,
y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to. Oh, have mercy. Because guess what? Even if he doesn't wear cologne, it's just the natural scent, and his essence is in that, and the it's woven in the fibers, and it becomes a part of. Oh, Lord, I love his T-shirt. Okay, all right.
Well, J-Rob, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours because we're ready.
Ooh, I get to do some poetry. I'll take this.
I insist.
See, how's the best way to explain this to you? I guess the best way to explain it is just to tell the honest truth. See, most guys just want to fuck you and leave you. But I don't. You see, I want to slide in between the folds of your brain matter and dive deeper into your inner sanctum. I want to ride the ridges of my stiff opinion and penetrate the walls to your hidden treasures while liquid brain matter begins to drip down your leg. And I want to begin to kiss you deep enough that I will be able to whisper the original language of your ancestors when I say I love you. I want to ensure you that every tear that you have ever shed will be caught by the fullest lips that you've ever encountered, who will return every drop of them to their rightful place, your lips. I want to locate where your happiness lies and then slide in between its sheets so that we can slumber on a pillow of ecstasy while I try to figure out the mathematical equation to make your smile that may never leave. And then I want you to ride my throbbing monument that matches my pulsation as we slip and slide into exclamations of ecstasy simultaneously, continually, with just you and me, all because I found everything that's ever been missing from some place undisclosed that's always been in plain sight. Because the vision of you that has been waiting for an overabundance of everything that I have ever imagined a woman to be, even if she isn't perfect, I found my perfect match. I have finally found all the things that someone said never existed, but then for some odd reason, a heartbeat that sounded like yours, or the scent that smelled like you, or the walk that was as confident as yours came by, said hi, and from there you and I began to make the impossible possible. Because at the end of the day, can you just be she who was meant for me? And on the eighth day, God introduced me to you. Poem.
Jesus, what are y'all trying to do to me?
I just boomed again.
Oh, my.
I must have boomed about five times.
Lord, I need some theory. I got to pray tonight because y'all are doing... Your word, oh my God, y'all, Lord,
those two last lines, those two last lines are just, oh, my God.
Could we have, could we have that last stanza, please? You're gonna have to
forgive me because I really just made this up off the top of my head as I was talking to you.
You do not play fair. You don't fight fair. So I gotta wait until the playback to hit.
That was incredible. So sexy.
That was. Oh God, that was absolutely beautiful.
It was awesome. It was sensual. It was sexy. It was a mixture of all that wrapped into one. And like I said, those last two lines, but on the eighth day, God introduced me to you. Yes, I got that. Now, the line before that got me, and this last line. So thank you so much because, I swooned on that.
Oh, my God.
But I'm like my diva. I have to wait for the callback. I mean, for the playback, that's not nice. Because I
gotta
get those last two lines.
Okay, I got the words all messed up.
See? I know, right? I'm all jacked up. It's his fault. It's okay.
I didn't do anything.
I accept the apology.
I didn't do nothing.
Wow.
Well, all right. Well, what you got going on, darling?
I just hang out with Van Meadows and do whatever he tells me to do. So stop by tomorrow.
This is why I'm affected.
Okay.
Stop by tomorrow. We're going to have some fun. 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
To get down.
All right.
Van Meadows, Wise Son, Essentially Zanies, Chris Gifted, Poetry Idol. It's going to be really, really cool. I think it's going to be a little bit of fun.
Wow.
To see who wants to host the get down. So come through. Seriously, it's going to be fine.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Bring some poetry that's not sexual in nature. We already had that round.
Okay. No problem. Okay.
Just make up some poetry.
All right.
That's what we're here for. But anyway, I'm going to go flirt with Kalinda. Wait a minute. Van's away with Kalinda. I'm going to get the other end of the bar and send nasty text messages to my ex because I don't want to disturb my light-skinned brother when he's surfing that wave. I know how he do. I told you about my next life. I'm gonna be light-skinned, and it's just going to be a problem.
All right. Okay. All right. All right, J. Rob. Well, thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One, one.
Oh, man. Girl? Girl, I don't get what I'm saying. What's going on?
Girl, look. What happened? Look, I'm going to tell you right now. I haven't been this flustered in a long time. And now I need a minute. Let me see if I can play this, if I can.
Tiffany Radio.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is almost 10 o'clock, and the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Y'all come on and press 1 and let us know how you want to be made love to, sexed up. So, Diva, we have ourselves a King Atterbury. Can't wait to hear him. What's going on,
hello,
King?
Ladies.
Welcome to the Love Zone.
What's up,
ladies? How y'all doing?
We trying to bring in there. Y'all
doing the thing to us, Lord.
Mm-hmm. See, the vibes is alive tonight, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the vibes are so good tonight. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, they are. So, King Atterbury, tell me something. How do you want to be made love to with sexed up?
Hey, sexed up. You know what I'm saying? I feel my way through that. Vibes be loud, I mean.
Okay.
It's like playing Connect Four.
Okay. Ooh. Y'all making me mess up on my crochet, and I'm missing stitches and shit coming out uneven. I got to go back. Lord. Y'all doing a thing to me tonight. I'm telling you, your ink, I can't say what I want to say because I don't want to give crazy ideas to none of these folks that's listening.
Yeah, that inbox.
It's some things about me y'all just don't know anything about, and I can't. It's good. All right. I'm going to leave that alone. Kay, what did you find delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Yeah, I had to contact my ghostwriter tonight, but
Oh, yeah, not the ghostwriter. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, the ghost. I have a piece titled Do Me Baby.
Oh, yeah. The mic is yours, Lord.
Yeah. Hands free in the middle of what we just started. Back it up and then park it. Make sure them legs are parted. Keep your body motion going as you slide back and forth. There's no pressure on the pipe you like. Stay on course. While these legs become hydraulic, solid, full of tonic, get all this solid rocket, baby. You sound so melodic. As I stretch all of me inside your essence, that's so juicy. She can't distinguish Lord from J.W. Atterbury. Same dude, different move, very cool within the groove. Take it, baby, take it. Feel me dancing inside your move. Change position as we switch on the bed, nothing said. Arms behind my head. I'm alive, there's nothing dead. Almost like Simon says, giddy up, girl, and ride. My new style is profile just for you, all right, now. Oh, shit, your moans becoming louder as you start leaking. I'm about to come now. Tongues, you have me speaking. King.
Well, dude.
I
got stuck at legs parted, so I'm no good.
When I said back it up, then park it, make sure them legs are parted.
Oh,
okay,
Lord.
Now. All right, now.
That's right. Slide back and forth, baby.
Lord, y'all going to make me make a phone call. Oh, God. Jesus.
If you can't make.
I'm not supposed to make them.
Might write a phone call. I ain't worried about nothing.
Y'all going to make me come off of my sabbatical. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to be. Lord. Okay.
Did you see the imagery in that? Backing it up or throwing it back with the back part? Hey, I got stuck.
Hands free.
I'm just feeling all types of way tonight. I mean, from the first piece we heard, the second piece, and now we got this. I don't know how much more of this I can take from you gentlemen. Where's the female energy to level this shit off? They making me feel a certain kind of way. For real. I'm just, oh.
Okay, you know what? Why my diva not try to recover? Let us know what you got going on.
It start breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, diva, you real choppy. But what she said was, why don't you tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe and outside of it?
Okay, on Monday, we have King and Queen's Quarters with me and Queen Simmons. That's on Monday at 9, Epiphany. And also on Tuesday, we have Poetry Corner 2, which is Alternating Tuesdays, the hip-hop edition, with also Queen Simmons and myself. So 8 o'clock, YouTube, Facebook. So it's going to be live and direct next week. A lot of energy. Energy, chemistry, everything.
That's what's up. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for that awesome piece.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. You're welcome.
And to
all right, now,
your
is it safe to send you to the Love Lounge, King?
Huh?
Yeah, you got to behave
tonight, okay?
Because,
I'm sorry, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Going back there in the back is Lord Atterbury tonight. That's the ghostwriter.
Oh, it's Lord Atterbury. Okay.
Yeah,
there's
a difference between
Lord
and King. I mean,
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's what she said.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
All right now.
So one bad. Love, one night. Damn.
One love, one night. Yo. That's what she said.
Diva, no. Oh, Lord. Diva, I think we need to be covered. How about a music break?
Whew.
Oh,
I got
wait a minute. Shall we bring Poetic back in?
You can bring him back in, and then I'll play the song after.
All right. I think we should before he gets carried away with Miss Kalinda.
He might not want to come over here right now.
I mean, I see what y'all do. Y'all send him over there.
I didn't do it.
And then you bring me back in. Opportunity to mingle with Kalinda so he can shoot his little slick little, you know, Jersey words up in there. You know how they talk. Them cats talk from up north. Listen, let me get this run out so I can get back. It came.
I got a message for you. Hold on. She said,
oh,
don't worry.
Here
baby.
We go.
My loyalty here is unwavering. Go. They can't move me. So she said, you got it. She's good.
Okay.
Don't worry.
All right. I still got to keep my eye on that slick one, though. He's slick. Still got to keep my eye on him.
Right?
my grandmama ain't raised no fools. Always watching.
Uh-oh. Right.
So I'm watching with my good eyes. I'm watching.
That was a good eye. Oh, that's
that
real
was a good
old
eye.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's while you're watching with a good eye, can you give us the rundown, please?
Absolutely. It'll be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down. J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, as round two of the Get Down Poetry Idol will commence for that ultimate prize of hosting the Get Down for the month of April. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Come through. Get your pieces in. We got some dynamite judges. We got Divine Demon, Chris the Gifted, and, of course, Essentially Chinese. And then Friday night is open at the moment. But Saturday night, y'all, listen, Saturday night, let's talk about it, where we do date night differently with your host, Poetic. You're going to want to not miss this show. There's a topic that's brewing, my goodness. It sure has set the place ablaze. Sunday night's going to be the Inspiration Factory. And instead of 9 o'clock, it will be 8 o'clock. Why? Because it's Youth Poetry Night, y'all. Come on through and support the youth. Mm-hmm. And you come on out and do your thing. Monday night, y'all, is King and Queen Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Make sure you tune in. Tuesday night, y'all, drum roll, please. We got Marvel versus DC with your host, Mojave. You don't want to miss it. And then we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another fine edition of The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Beautifully done.
Thank you. So
thank you.
Wow.
Okay, I got to go. See you later. One love, one mic. Peace.
One love, one mic.
Dag, one love, one mic.
I'm. How about I hold this for one, Diva? How about I do that?
All right.
I'm a Capricorn, I came here to get managed. Ooh, I know it's good when you start speaking Spanish. Very sexually, you're full of energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let a Gemini. Ooh, what a sex drive. She wanted it from the front, back, left, and the right. Baby, I will guarantee, yeah, to give you everything your body's missing. Baby, are you the zodiac we I've been looking for? Girl, you're sending me
kind of the making,
and you make me say,
ooh, kind of the making.
Are you the zodiac we I've been looking for? Girl, you're sending me
kind of the making,
and you make me.
my ear while I'm driving you crazy. I'ma smack it from the side while I'm grabbing them thighs. Now I know what zodiac signs are all about.
Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you tonight?
I'm good. What's going down?
Hey,
how are you?
I thought that was you.
I was trying to put my sexy voice on. I guess it didn't work. I still sound like a little kid.
No. It's all good. You sexy. You got it.
Lord have mercy.
I'm a borrowed man voice one day. I'm here.
Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
I thought I'm going to borrow a Van's horse one day and come in here and throw y'all off.
Oh, he tore us up from the first piece, but it was unlike what he normally does. Oh, Lord. How you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. I am pretty good. A little tired, but I'm going to try to switch it up, too. I'm going to do something a little different.
Okay. All right. Well, can we ask you the question first? Tonight we wanted to know, how do you want to be made love to or sexed up?
Love to or what?
How do you want to be made love to or sexed up?
Sexed up. Good question. Okay. So like this, we are grown. There ain't no kids on this phone, right?
No kid. No, this is all grown folks work here.
It's a grown folks show. It ain't PG-13.
Yes, it
all grown up in here. This is rated X. If you want to.
Okay, good. All right. I would say, I like to be sexed up from head to toe.
Okay.
No stops in the middle. We can stop there, but don't stay long. But I like every inch to be paid attention to.
I hear that.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And then I
reciprocate. Oh, work. And then you do what?
Reciprocate times 10.
Oh,
my. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a very, very good thing.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
My word.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, whenever you're ready.
Let me find it.
The mic is yours.
It's a little different piece, but let me see what y'all think. So, it goes like this. The most beautiful vision of my life. God opened the skies, removed the clouds, and allowed me to see you and all of your magnificence. The most enchanting time of my life. Our eyes were locked, fingers interlaced, and our chakras danced in unison. The most mesmerizing time of my life. Your heart whispered softly to my soul as I shouted that you completed me. The most memorable time of my life. We were seven seconds past midnight. The universe described that our lives were previously written. We jumped over a broom, the moon, and landed in a galaxy of ecstasy. The most gut-wrenching time of my life. You told me that you were dying of AIDS, had 10 days to live, and you want me to leave you alone, as not to watch you or interfere with your transition. The most frightening thought in my life. Hoping this dream never comes true. In peace, Krista Gifted.
Wow.
Oh, my. Wow. That was, I have to say, that was beautifully melancholy. My goodness, that was, it was like it pulled at my heartstrings. You threw a curveball in there. Yes, but it was still beautiful.
Yeah, I was on
written
a,
and
I was on a roller coaster. For sure,
it was.
Yeah.
It was. That was beautiful, though. Oh my, I'm on an emotional roller coaster now. Oh my goodness. These pieces that you poets are bringing tonight are exquisite. They're words that you're using, the metaphors that you're using are just giving me all kinds of visuals, and here you come with this piece that you didn't expect that at the end.
Yeah.
And it's just, wow, it's still beautifully written, and it's the way that you spit it, your voice, it has this gentleness. It's like a comfort. It's almost like a comfort food when you're listening to, you know. I love that piece. Thank you. Wow. Eva?
He already knows how I feel about him and his work. But at first I was all mellow, and then all of a sudden the roller coaster went 90 degrees down, and I'm like, whoa. And then it just lived for the rest of the ride, and I'm like, ooh. So he knows he makes me swoon, then he makes me feel a certain kind of way, and then it's like, I don't have anything left. or he leaves me wanting more. So he knows what he does. So thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you coming through. Most definitely. Yeah. Y'all got anything going on, darling?
No, I ain't got nothing going on. Not a thing. Other than trying to stay out of trouble.
Okay.
So, no. But I wanted to make sure I stopped through because it's been a minute. And Ms. Vappy sent me an invite, so I was like, let me surprise her and drop in.
Well, thank you.
That's so greatly appreciated. We love your presence. And it's always an open mic waiting here for you.
All right.
Absolutely.
I'll come back soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm not sure how afraid I am to send you into the Love Lounge to get your drink on or get your chill on, but it's live evidently. So,
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a little tiff going on over there. My mixologist has a thing for poetic, and he as well for her. But there's a troublemaker in there named King Atterbury. Well, he's calling himself Lord Atterbury tonight. You know, Jay Robinson back just chilling, you know, in case anything really pops off, but. I don't know, this thing has come about between them two, and it's like
Maybe you can go over there and be the medium, you know, in between them two.
I'm going to sit back as long as I got Ray Rob and watch the shenanigans.
Oh, okay.
right. All right. Thank you so much, Chris. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Diva.
Good.
Doesn't put me off time, I'm trying to tell you. Let me see what this is while we're waiting for that other caller to raise his hand. I see him.
Okay. You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one station in town. This is Radio.
Your number one station. This is Sonny Baby, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love. Diva.
Yeah,
this has been an amazing, amazing show so far. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's 22 minutes after the hour. So, if you're not, if you're streaming and 11 o'clock hits, you will be cut off. The Block Company has no qualm at all cutting people off. And then if you're, so you better call in the 319-527-6300. And y'all press 1 because we want you to participate, most definitely, because this subject tonight is hot. So.
Absolutely.
Oh. So to those who are listening tonight, only listening, we appreciate you. And Diva, how about a song?
Want another song? Okay, let me see, because I'm not sure. Sometimes I'll be titling these songs, and I don't know what it is. So, let me see. I'm gonna take a chance and see what it says.
All right.
Close the door. Lay down. No. Yeah.
what you want. Oh, you want that? Say the word. Turn around.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it. I got it, baby.
Tell me what you want, no.
No more hoping and wishing. Name your position. I got it, baby.
Tell me what you want, and I got it, baby.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it. I got it.
Diva, this show is, whew, I'm glad you played the song.
I'm glad I could entertain y'all.
Oh my goodness, yes.
That's one of my songs. I get in the mood and I'm looking in the mirror and Lord, okay.
So, Diva, how about one last piece for tonight?
I got you. Y'all ready for this? Because this is not gentle. Okay.
Ooh.
This is,
the mic is yours.
This is untitled. Thank you. This is untitled. I squirted last night, touching myself to thoughts of him touching me. This is what I pictured. I was on top of him. I leaned in and we shared a passionate kiss. As I sat up to ride slow, I looked him in his eyes, and the rhythm in his stroke was in sync with mine. For every once in a while, he'd thrust really deep. So I'd moan and call out his name. When he did, he knew I'd throw my head back and close my eyes, but he always said, look at me. I tried so hard, but each thrust felt better and made me wetter. He knew he had me in pure ecstasy and bliss. Though it was complete fantasy, I could feel his hands grip my waist and turn me on my back. Down between my thighs, his fingers spread my lips with a low growl. A deep sniff, he slipped his tongue inside me. As I gasped, he fucked my pussy with his tongue. He put his lips over my clit as his tongue danced circles around it. And just as I was about to come, he pulled away. He slid back up to fuck me and fuck me and, oh, I came. Sat on his knees, putting his hands behind my neck, pulling my head towards him. And I grabbed his dick and started sucking and licking and enjoying every bit of me off of He moaned and pumped and played in my hair as I sucked and licked softer and firmer and faster until he grabbed a fistful of my locks and his head held my head still while filling my mouth with his juice. And I gulped down every bit. I thought he was done when he started sucking my nipples, but he slid back down and started to feast again. I was so juicy and wet. I was ready to come again as he finger fucked me while sucking my clit. An intense sensation ran through my body like never before. It was building and building, and oh, God, I gushed all over his face, in his mouth, on my fingers, and bed. And that's that beat.
Well, damn.
Woo.
Ending. What an ending to the show. Diva, that was stone cold sexy, sensual and raw all together, girl. I loved it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That piece was super, super old. My God.
But very apropos for tonight, though. Very on time for tonight. Ladies and gentlemen. The Sexy Divas of Epiphany want to thank you so much for joining us tonight in the Love Zone. This show was off the hook, off the chain. Thank you so much for coming in and throwing us tonight. And you know what, Diva? We had no female presence tonight other than us.
That's all right. That's all right. We made it through.
The testosterone
was high.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My batteries are charged. What about yours?
Ooh, I don't need no batteries, Diva. They were there.
I do have a cordless one that works with a remote, so that's charged too.
Okay, now. Well, we know what kind of night you're going to have. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
I know what kind of night I'm going to have.
Yes. Thank you very much for participating with us tonight. I kind of got jacked up by all you poets tonight. Woo! I almost slid off my chair a couple of times, glided down the street a couple of times, wanted to make that phone call many times. But tonight I'm going to dream about everything y'all recited.
Absolutely.
And I'll just do it that way. So listen, guys, listen, take care of yourselves. Keep your distance and, you know, like my diva always says, have some common sense. If you're sick, stay home. If you see somebody sick, might spray with Lysol. So anyway, God bless you all. Yes. But anyway, God bless y'all. Take care, diva.
I got you. What she said. I love y'all. Love and light and peace. Let's do this.